الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. We were discussing about Adhan, the du'as to be recited, etc. Of the du'as, one du'a that we were to recite, that we should recite when we hear the Adhan, Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikrik. And our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, gave us beautiful explanations of du'as. And in fact, once ulama have compiled all the du'as which Hadrat has explained, the various beautiful components and what it means. And it's really, really eye-opening what great value our deen has got for us. For example, this du'a, oh Allah, open the heart, open the locks of our hearts by your dhikr. On that, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali should say this is a clear indication that there are locks on the heart. And the locks are only put where there are treasures, where there are some valuables. So it clearly proves there are great treasures and valuables in the heart. And that is, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child is born on fitra, on the kalima, لا إله إلا الله. So it is in the heart of every child. Then it depends on that environment of the house. Some people will make the child a Jew or whatever else. So any case, every person has got in his heart. When we were in Alif, before we came in this world, where Allah had gathered all the souls and asked them, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And all admitted in one voice, Bala, undoubtedly. So that is contained in the heart. And now with the dhikr of Allah, they are locks, those locks must be opened. And it will be opened by dhikr, by the dhikr of Allah. Adhan is also a great, great dhikr, which is the complete da'wat of Islam. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. It is a complete da'wat of Islam. And it isn't only to accept Islam, the person, we are born Muslims, most of us, or that not only that that Islam, there are no limits to the height of Islam entering a person. So a person must keep on making dua and effort to go deeper and deeper, higher and higher, gaining the great values and treasures of Iman and Islam. We all must know also that when we were little children, we read the kalima, when we were taught in the maktab, and we read it loudly shouting, La ilaha illallah. But we didn't know the meaning. As we grew and a person strived, whether he went in Jamaat, whether he was in the company of ulama, whether in the khankas, whatever. And the more meaning, how full it is of meaning. La ilaha illallah, there is no end to the meaning. In the same way, the Quran Sharif, the treasures the Quran contains are also endless. The more we devote ourselves to Quran Sharif, the more those treasures open up to a person. So by Adhan also, all the treasures of Deen and Islam will open to us. وَأَتْمِمْ عَلَيْنَا نِعْمَتَكْ. And O Allah, complete your favors upon us. There is a great favor, the Adhan. And now in front is Namaz. Namaz also, we must not just take it for granted, but make namaz, every namaz. Today we have just finished Maghrib, and this Maghrib of today will never come back in our lives. If we made it, it is made. And if we messed it up, it is messed forever. All our namaz, the sunnah after namaz, everything. Now we will be making Isha. There is only one occasion for us in our lives, that tonight Isha, oh, it will not come back. We cannot repeat it. Once it's made, it's made. It's a matter whether we made it or whether we messed it up. So we should always, all this ni'mat of Allah. We have the occasion of making dhikr of Allah. Also make it purposeful, make it meaningful, make it valuable, not just a matter of making the dhikr. We should try do it with that we ask Allah, and in this dua that we ask Allah Ta'ala that all your ni'mat, and the real ni'mat are not just the material things. The real ni'mat are the ni'mat of deen, the things by which we will acquire our akhirat, our jannat. Those are the real ni'mat. If we make a lot of money in this world, then it is left behind. We use it for things of this world. But if we use the same time to earn akhirat, that will be forever and ever. So وَأَتْمِمْ عَلَيْكَ نِعْمَتَكَ وَأَصْبِحْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلِكَ. And O Allah, die us in your fadl. That is, give us, after all this we ask, and we ask of Allah Ta'ala, what we haven't done, you give us that also. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is that great being who showers, in fact the name of Kareem, that Allah, one of the great names of Allah is Kareem. الَّذِي يَتَفَضَّلُ عَلَيْنَا بِدُونِ إِسْتِحْقَاقٍ, who showers his favors with us without us being worthy of it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, like a person hires some laborers to work, 5-6 laborers, they work for the day, he fixes the money for them, and at the time of pay, end of the day, when they come now, they line up for their pay. One person joins them also. And he was that person that he was busy talking with them while they were working, distracting them from their work, giving them the phone, giving them cigarettes to smoke, and distracting them. But now he's also standing in the line, and perhaps even standing first in the line. Hey, yeah, in this world, how angry won't you become with that person? But Allah, is that person, okay, you have come, oh, you also take. So Allah gives, Allah's giving is unimaginable. And it also comes clearly in the hadith that like when people are gathered for the remembrance of Allah, Allah include us in them as we are sitting here, and then all the great favors Allah showers upon them, the malaika enshroud them, sakina descends upon them, etc. And when they get up, Allah declares, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Get up now, all your sins have been forgiven. Then the malaika say to Allah, but oh Allah, there is one person among them who did not come for the majlis. For example, he came just to give a message. He came to give some keys or ask for the car keys. Or he came and asked that an announcement must be made. Somebody's car is blocking somebody's driveway, etc. Allah says, هُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُمْ. They are such a people that whoever just makes any attachment with them, he's also part of them. And I will give what I give them all, I will give them to him also. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is so merciful. وَاسْبِحْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلِكَ وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And make us of your righteous and pious servants. And this is also a very great dua. Oh Allah Ta'ala, in ye it is a dua that give us the tawfiq to make amal. The salihin are those people who make amal. We have the ulama, they've got knowledge. We have the fuqaha, they've got the deep understanding of deen. And we have got the mashayikh who guide the people towards deen. The salihin are those people who have got deen in them. And that is what is maqsood. That is what we must have. If we have all the knowledge of deen, we are not practicing on deen, deen is still not in us. If we are great fuqaha also, but we are not practicing. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has explained that to have all the efforts of deen, that is good in its place, but to have deen itself. And Hadrus explains that Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, what a great authority in deen and in tasawwuf. But when he was seen in a dream, he says, all that knowledge and all that encouragement, that did not come much to my avail. But those 2-4 short records of tahajjud I made, that helped me very greatly. So deen, even after dua, the dua after wudu also. Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin, waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin, واجعلني من عبادك الصالحين. Now Allah has made wudu, make me of your servants who have got deen in them. Make me now, let me make my namaz, and the quality of namaz also. Where the quantity is also required to be correct, the quality also. So this is also a great dua. And then at Maghrib time, we should try and read this dua. Hada iqbalu laylik. This is the coming of your night, O Allah. Wa idbaru nahari. And the going away of your day. Wa swatu du'ai. And the voice of your caller. The muazzin is calling now. Faghfirli maghfiratan min indik. So forgive me with great forgiveness from your side. If we will read that dua, then one great command of Allah we will be fulfilling also. Which Allah says, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar. The changing of the day and the night. La ayatin li ulil albab. They are clear signs for the people of knowledge, the people of wisdom, people who are wise. So when we at Maghrib time acknowledge now that the day that was a day to earn our living, the Quran Sharif says, a day that was bright, day normally filled with noise, with all activity, now everything is going to change. Now the night is going to come of darkness. And that also, Allah's system, He brings it gradually. When the morning comes also, gradually. When the day finishes also, gradually. When the night comes also, gradually. And again, when the day comes again, gradually. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward him, how he extracted from the Quran Sharif. He said that when Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, when the ant told that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, what his army is coming, so go to your holes, otherwise he might trample you and he might not know also that he has trampled you. Army moving and small ants, they're not aware of those ants also. But Allah conveyed it to him. That message, he knew the language of the birds, the animals, the ants, everything. Then he said, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. فَتَبَسَّمَ, he smiled. And then ضَاحِكًا, he laughed. So Hazrat says, a great lesson is taught here to us. Whenever we hear something which pleases us, don't just burst out into laughter. First smile, go gradually. Then go to laughter. Otherwise now if somebody just burst out laughing loudly, we all will get a shock, what's happening. Why is he just laughing? And when you first smile, gradually. So everything, there is a great principle in this. That even, for example, a person exercises, he shouldn't just go into heavy exercises straight away. He should also go gradually. And when he finishes off also, gradually. And, for example, when the doctors put a person on the treadmill for an ECG, and they check, first also, gradually they take you. And when they finish off also, gradually. So there is also a great lesson. So learn the Qudrat and see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So Maghrib, before we start our namaz, which is the actual namaz of the ibadat of the time, we gain the marifat of Allah. By seeing this grace, and it comes in the hadith, a little while, a few seconds pondering in the Qudrat and the greatness of Allah is better than the whole night's ibadat. Because that brings yaqeen in a person. And any ibadat with yaqeen, how much, what degree and level of yaqeen a person has got, that ibadat becomes so much more valuable. The less the yaqeen a person has got, that ibadat is also just like that. But the more yaqeen we have got, that we have full conviction that we read, for example, the kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu. Ashhadu an ahadan samadan lam ash. No, the beginning is. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحدا ثمدا لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا. 2 million thawabs are given for just reading that. So it is that that yaqeen comes into a person. What is starting? لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحدا ثمدا لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Then of 2 million thawabs. So the yaqeen is very, very important to our namaz, our ibadah. So by Maghrib, we realize that will increase our yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala. Another, that is tadabbur, to think in the creation of Allah, to reach the Creator. And then to remember Allah, to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And also to think of the namas of Allah. That also a person, when he will think of the great innumerable namat of Allah, he will become a die heart of Allah. And then when he will make the ibadat of Allah, it will be with much, much more feeling. Like for example, somebody has given you a very big gift. He gifted you a car, a house, which unfortunately we think are very big things of this dunya. But you don't know it is he. In that, you receive a phone call and somebody tells you this person you are meeting, he's the one who gave you that house. He's the one who gave you, how your attitude will change to him. How you'll just want to, you'll bow down to him. That he has done all this for me. When we realize Allah's gifts on us. And the gifts, which are the main gifts of Iman and Islam. If we have got those gifts, those are the real values and treasures of this world. And we unfortunately we take, and which are also definitely the great gifts of Allah, the material physical things, our eyes, our brain, and Allah has given them to all of His creation, black and white, learned and unlearned, males and females, our hearts which are working. If we think it's a namat of Allah, how lot of shukr, and then see our ibadat to Allah Ta'ala, and then see our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, because we don't think of all these as namat. 360 joints in the body. One joint we have a problem, we make a big issue about it. And there are 360 joints. All the other, the arteries are working, the veins are working, the heart is working, the lungs are working, the spleen is working, the liver is working. Innumerable namas. So we should take out time for that also. Together with that also try our best. Allah take us all for Hajj Umrah. One ibadat which perhaps we are unmindful of. Take out some time just to look at the Kaaba Sharif. And with love and with enjoyment and relief, just look, this is the house of my Rabb. And that is also on which 20 rahmat of 60 descend on those who make tawaf, Allah's rahmat. 40 on those who are making namaz. And 20 on those who are just looking at the Kaaba Sharif. So we should take out some time and just look at the Kaaba Sharif. Take out some time and just look at the Quran Sharif. People who were illiterate, who couldn't read Quran, they reached great, great heights by Allah just by looking with love, reverence, respect, honor, passion, desire at the Quran Sharif. So we also, we should, while we reading, or just like that, just look at the Quran Sharif. Before we start reading, for a half a minute, 1 minute, that this is the kalam of my Rabb. And inshallah, and Allah has put it in my hand. Where am I fit for it? I'm so filthy, dirty with my man. What gunas I haven't committed. And yeah, Allah has put His pure, pure kalam in my hand. So, these, Allahumma hadha iqbalu laylik wa iqbalu naharik wa suatu du'atik faqfilni maghfiratan min indik. And then one durood sharif which is mentioned to read at the beginning, one dua. The dua we normally read, Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma, is after namaz. After azan. Before azan, Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati al-qa'ima wa salati al-nafi'a. Salli ala Muhammad wa rida anni ridan la tasqatu ba'dahu abada. O Allah, the Lord, the Rabb of this dua, qa'ima, which must remain forever, and which is a standing order. It comes all the time, 5 times a day, day in and day out. And we should also make a lot of dua that Allah keeps the adhan always. This is a dua also, make it qa'ima. And our actions also should be accordingly. If we honor the adhan, respect the adhan, reply to the adhan, respond, go to the masajid, Allah will keep this da'wat of Islam, the adhan, qa'ima, forever and ever. When we don't appreciate it, Allah takes it away. And we know how many places they are now making efforts to stop the adhan. So we should be more engaged in making this dua also, and our efforts also, that we honor and respect the adhan. If we don't respect, we know ourselves that, for example, we send a invitation to somebody, we're having a gathering, and that person doesn't respond. Another time we send, he doesn't respond. Another time, then after say, no use, I think we don't send anymore. This is, they don't respond. So Allah, the hour is coming and we don't respond. So these people, they don't need it anymore. And if we don't need the masjid, Allah closes the masjid. Allah will do it in the way that He'll put more greater oppressors to do it. The government, for example, some enemies, we will blame them. And then we will start crying of spilt milk. That how can they do this to our masjid? Whereas we did it ourselves. When we did not respond to the call and we didn't go to the masajid, we didn't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah, Allah is not in need of us. And Allah takes it away, Allah is not in need of anyone's ibadat. So we have to, so Allahumma Rabba, hadhi da'watil qa'ima, was salatin nafi'a, and this namaz which is so beneficial. Namaz and our whole deen is not for our akhirat only, and primarily also, not for the akhirat only, but it is for now, for dunya. Many people think you make amal on deen, you'll get the reward in akhirat. Now deen has come for dunya. How to live your life in dunya, and how to make your life peaceful and correct, and get the great benefits and enjoyments of life. Deen has come not as one portion, one department of our life. Deen has come as a complete way of life. From morning to night, from birth to death, our public life, our private life, everything, the deen must be there. So this deen which Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has given, and this namaz which Allah is giving now, it is all for our benefits of this dunya. A person who is regular with his namaz, for example, one thing Allah makes his rozi very easy for that person. He doesn't have to strive hard. Easily Allah gives him his rozi. But namaz is a source of our good health also. And particularly in that, Fajr namaz, and more than that, for health, Tahajjud namaz, all these namaz is for our dunya's benefit. And if we make our namaz properly according to the sunnat posture, by which we should understand, the outward postures of namaz are also very, very important. Everything, keeping the feet properly, facing Qibla, and 4 fingers apart, lifting the hands properly, making ruku properly, making sajda properly. These are all great physical exercises for us. Namaz is not prescribed for physical exercises. It's an ibadah, but all this comes with it. Just the making the salam and turning the head properly, not just a little bit, but turning the head properly is a great exercise for the heart. If we do that properly, inshallah, we won't have heart problems. And we're going down in sajda according to the sunnat way. And getting up is the solution for all spine problems. We won't have spine problems if we make our namaz properly. Namaz, for example, chashd, salatul dhuha, is a solution for all the joint problems in the body. So if we do this, so namaz, wasalati nafi'ah, namaz which is full of benefits, that is which Allah Ta'ala is giving us. Salli ala Muhammad, so Allah send durood, your choicest mercies on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, warza anni, and be pleased with me. Ridan, be pleased with me in such a way, la taskhatu ba'dahu abada, that you never become angry on me again. What a great thing. And we keep on asking Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, that you don't be angry with me. If Allah is angry, the whole world can make us happy. And if Allah is happy with us, the whole world can be, the anger that won't harm us. We will be happy where we are. So the great Allah is that one being, accessible to all the time. Not nobody, Allah didn't keep any barriers that only these people can come to me. Only the ulama, only the huffaz, only the white people, only the black people. No, everyone. Only the males, the females can't come. Everyone. And in fact, when a female is even in her monthly menses, her doors are open to reach Allah also. Allah didn't block anyone at any time. All the time you can reach Allah Ta'ala. So, to get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that we beg Allah, that, oh Allah, you don't be upset and angry with us. The wrath of hai narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar. The displeasure of Allah is worse than the fire of Jahannam. If we can understand that, we think sometimes perhaps about the fire of Jahannam, but Allah's displeasure is even worse. And the fire of Jahannam is there in the Akhirat. Allah's displeasure in this world, if Allah has to declare war on a person, like for war, clearly which it has come, those people who involve themselves in interest, and those who hurt and oppose a wali of Allah. And we don't know who is a wali of Allah. It might just be looking to us like an ordinary person. Which amal of his Allah loves greatly, we don't know. So we should be very careful about that. So, to get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is very, very great. And this is a time also to make that dua. So from there we can see that azan is not only when the azan starts, and we start going to the masjid after azan, even maghrib after azan, we're taking it easy at home. We're not rushing anything, we're not preparing before time. Only when azan, even maghrib, and then we come here and we are happy we just got the last salam. We just got to the masjid and we just managed to get the last salam, then we make our own three rakats. We got the sawab of jamaat, we came to the masjid. But namaz is a very, very great ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And from the time the caller of Allah calls out, we should give it due respect and due honor to the azan. And then the dua after, and then after that, when the muazzin starts with his calling out the azan, we must reply repeating those words. And that also, unfortunately, we find very, very commonly that there are just a few people who will reply. And they will be also at the beginning, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then it goes almost immediately soft and you don't hear any reply. Then at the end again, you'll hear Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In between, we took a lull. We also did not reply. Very, very few people that you hear that they are giving jawab of azan fully. And then of that few, very few, not only the words, but thinking of the meaning. What a great call. Allah give us tawfiq to really understand what a great gift this adhan is. And if we will appreciate it, then this adhan will have an effect on those who are not coming for namaz. Those people who are Muslims but they are far from deen. Then even on the non-Muslims it will have an effect. But we also normally think for ourselves, how much do we pay any care, any attention to adhan? It is just one thing. It isn't a boon, a favor, a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. How we will take a small little thing. We just updated our phone and we are so happy about it. We're so busy now transferring everything to the new phone and so happy about it, looking at it, admiring it all. And the adhan, how much do we pay any such attention? So everything and adhan is a shi'ar of Islam, a great signpost, one of the great flags of Islam. Allah give us tawfiq to respect and honor the adhan, to reply to the adhan, and to respond, make our namaz, and take the full benefit. Adhans are going. How many adhans we have heard in our life? What benefit we took? And this now Isha's adhan will not be repeated. I won't hear it with my ears of today's Isha adhan for another time. And I don't know if I will hear the next adhan also. What will be my condition? I don't know. Let us appreciate it fully. Allah give us all the blessings. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك